USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed on Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in the city, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." Flooding is intensifying in Texas in the wake of strong storms and heavy rainfall, sweeping away vehicles, damaging homes, and triggering evacuations. This week's storms were just the latest in a series of brutal weather events that have pounded the state since early April. Some communities north of Houston picked up nearly 2 months' worth of rain on Thursday. This rainfall plunged roadways underwater and forced rivers to overflow, leading to evacuations and water rescues. An unruly passenger who was physically combative on a flight last month has been ordered to pay more than $20,000 to United Airlines. Alexander McDonald was on flight 883 headed to Newark from London when he was heard arguing loudly with his girlfriend, yelling at a flight attendant, and was seen putting his hands on the crew. The captain decided to divert the plane to Maine for the safety of the crew and passengers. McDonald was arrested and accused of assault and interference with flight crew members and attendants. He pled guilty to the latter charge and was ordered to pay over $20,000 in restitution. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Three people were found dead in Santo Tomas, Baja California, as authorities search for two Australians and one American who went missing last weekend in the coastal Mexican state. The three men were thought to have been surfing and camping in Baja California along the coast near the city of Ensenada. They were considered missing Saturday when they did not arrive in their Airbnb in the nearby city of Rosarito. The FBI declined to provide further details, including identifications of the bodies. The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. Cuellar denied any wrongdoing and vowed to run for re-election for his Texas seat in November. May the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. But this unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate from a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain when Margaret Thatcher became the country's first female prime minister. To mark her victory, her party placed an ad in the London Evening News that read, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." This catchy pun has since become the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans on this day. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.